What is your next project?
My next project is kind of a side project, but it's been my obsession for the last 5 years. I met this brilliant artist called Fiesta Gates, who is a visual artist. And I saw a photograph of him, and he was staring out of the photo with this amazing kind of self-contained confidence. And he's a contemporary artist. So in the background was his contemporary art, which in this moment was a sign for Harold's chicken, with a man chasing a chicken with a cleaver, and a goat on these thin spindly legs on a train track that was going round. It was just like, it was so strange and weird, but, you know, seeing this black man staring at this photo with this kind of confidence and sort of solid belief in, like, this is my art, you know. I thought, who is this? And then I found out he was in Chicago, and we invited him to a show in Chicago. And then I went to see his building. He runs this foundation called the Rebuild Foundation. And the work that he does through his art is purchase these buildings in the south side of Chicago, which is a underserved community. And he buys these buildings and turns them around and fills them with art and fills them with art for the community. You know, his work is very tied to community, and the community help run the spaces and our partners with him in the spaces. So yeah, I went to the Arts Bank, which is on Stony Island, and I just fell in love with the space. It has all the archives from the Johnson Publishing Company. He did Ebony Magazine and Jet Magazine and the Negro Digest, and so it's just you know, thousands of books on Black history and art and politics and recipes and celebrities and all these incredible photographs and art objects. And I just thought, while I was there, you know, he said, oh, you should do a concert in this space. And when I left, you know, all I could do was think about the objects, the sculptures, and I just started to write a record sort of in relation to these pieces of art and these bits of newspapers and their stories. And so, yeah, that's what I've been doing the last few years. And I think that record's going to come out next year. You know, I'm almost finished. And that's
amazing.
What I'm working on. Just being in response to these history pieces. I mean, Jet and Ebony just covered the whole of American life and American Black life. It was like this sort of parallel world. And they sent the magazine all over the world. And it really informed a Black aesthetic. And, you know, they had their own fashion shows, a fashion fair that was a touring fashion show.
I went to one or two. I was just thinking about that.
Really?
That was
big
deal. The Ebony Fashion Fair. Yep.
So
yeah,
when did you
go all
to
over.
The fashion
I actually,
fair?
Maybe, I don't know, 1973 with my parents.
Wow.
In the Virgin Islands, of all places.
Yep.
They used to go everywhere.
Wow.